Going to talk about Amazon Music for Artists. Yes, Amazon Music for Artists. And I can't believe that they really made this available now. This is awesome. I think they deserve a round of applause for this. So many people have been, getting music reports on their royalties for streams that they receive from Amazon over the years, and they have never actually had the chance of being able to go there daily and see the numbers that they're doing and where it's coming from and the type of fans that they have, where their fan base is and all that stuff. So having this app is really great. And I move forward into this, all right? Because I know that you guys know about the next big sound, which you could use to access streams that you get from your Pandora. However, you also have Spotify for Artists. Now we got Amazon Music for Artists. Pretty cool. So let's see what this is about. I've actually put this presentation together after I've checked out their website and seen everything that they actually do. So this is quite, and I should say, this is really amazing. So all of this, is sponsored towards artist.amazonmusic.com. So you guys make sure you go over there and check it out and download the app and get going. So let's see what this is about. So this is what I came to put together. All right. So this is what I put together for you guys so you guys could actually get an insight of what is really happening. So CD Baby is the first and only distributor so far that can get you fast track approval. They are the only distributor that you can get a fast track approval from. Meaning once you go on the app, instead of using your Twitter account or your Facebook and all that to get started, once you are distributing your music through CD Baby, it will be more faster for you to get an approval. And right down here, I got some more information for you. The new Amazon Music for Artists app provides the tools every artist needs to grow, engage, and monetize their fans on Amazon Music. That's quite precise and everything. It tells you, tells you everything that is really going on with your music and where your fans are and all of that stuff. Now, how to get the app? That's pretty easy. I don't even have to put this on here. This is pretty easy for you guys. So you guys know already how to download an app. All you gotta do is go on your Apple Music Store or your Google Play Store if you're using an Android device and just download it. How to claim the artist? Or should I say how to claim your page? So basically, once you're on the app, and the app is gonna look like this right here. This is a screenshot of how the apps actually look when you are on it. All right. So you'd go right here and you type in the name of the artist. And once you type in the name of the artist, then you know you're gonna have to proceed with the information that they require of you. In this case, I'm just gonna show you an example with Drake. All right. So here I've typed in Drake name, and this is what it says. It says to claim this artist, we'll need some more information. So you're gonna have to give some additional information, and let's go forward. So once you go here, they're giving you the choice of claiming the profile as an artist, a manager, or a label. For me, I actually normally use artist because I'm an artist myself. You know what I mean? So I normally use that. Going forward, this is what I was telling you about. So you got the fast track for your approval, which is like a pro tip. And that's if you're actually distributing your music through CD Baby. However, if you're not distributing your music through CD Baby, then you can go right here and you could use your Facebook, which is the Facebook account of the artist, or you could use the Instagram, or you could use a Twitter page, and you will definitely get verified. However, this will take you a longer process to get verified. It may take a few days, or I'm not quite sure. But when you use the CD Baby, if you are actually distributing your songs through CD Baby, you will get approved pretty fast. I truly wish and hope that DistroKid will actually get the chance to be in this as well, so they can use the platform to get their artists verified very quick as well. This is what it will look like. As you see right here, it says CD Baby distribute artists can fast track their approval. More distributors are coming soon, which I've mentioned before. Only the artists that are getting their music distributed through CD Baby are able to use the fast track approval. Now, some of the features I'll talk about, which I really love about this app, is actually the daily voice index. The standout aspect of Amazon Music for Artists is called the daily voice index. As you can see, I've actually highlighted this because this is very important. The voice index, it tells you how many times over the past 7 days Alexa help someone find your music, either by searching for the song title, album name, artist name, or lyrics. The next thing that I'll talk about is audience and Amazon Music. Because guess what? It divides their fans into two different segments. So you got fans and you got super fans. The fans account for 50% of your streaming activity on Amazon Music, while your super fans are smaller, more active group, and they drive 33% of your stream on the platform. And these are like playlists. And to be honest, sometimes your super fans, to me personally, can become higher than your fans. Because guess what? Think about if you're being added to a playlist, right? And that playlist, the persons who listen to your music on that playlist, they love your music so much. I mean, they save that playlist and they keep going back to the playlist and playing your songs over and over and over. More persons keep doing the same thing. Actually, you start getting more streams from that playlist instead of your normal fans that are coming in to play your music, right? So I would say that varies. That really varies to me. I don't know how they have your normal fans at 50% and then your super fans at 33%. So for different persons, I'm sure it will be different for them. So you guys should go and check out the app. You know what I mean? Download the app. Check it out. And leave your feedback below. Let me know what you think. So thank you guys for checking out another episode of Music Royalties Explained. I would really appreciate it if you guys would like, comment, leave your feedback, you know what I mean, subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you guys in another video. Thank you very much.